Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. A little bit of a conversation here. You got a chance to watch the Browns play on Sunday. You got a chance to watch the Browns win on Sunday. They're sitting here with New England straight ahead. And prior to the game on Sunday, everyone was looking at Kevin Stefanski saying, I think he's done. This thing's over. Where are we going with this thing? The play calling was being unbelievably ridiculed. Everything Kevin was doing, I mean, the phones were just lit, especially on Friday, with folks that were ready to say goodbye. Now, you sit here, and it's Tuesday after they won, and everybody just went, all right, I'll simmer down now. Because I think people were looking for an answer. And Jeff, both you and I agree.
They're still just 2-5, though.
It's a simmer down. It's not a...
Is that like simmer?
No, it's simmer. Simmer down.
Isn't there a health group in Akron? Sima Health?
Sima Healthcare?
Oh, no, that's sorry. That's
no, wrong one. No, I think people chilled out a little bit on this, but I still think, you know, just one bad game, or one bad play call, and then everyone will come right back on this thing. Although we gave you the numbers on what we thought. Jeff, you were significantly lower than what Dan and I thought about, you know, where he was sitting and the heat that was actually on him last week. I don't know. I'm still wondering. The other part of that, too, that we brought up in the last segment was, where is Andrew Berry? Is he waiting for the bye week to speak? It's just when teams make trades, general managers should come out and talk.
Well, yeah. That's
you just throw your coach
true.
Under the bus, whether he likes it or not.
You know, one thing I think that is, I think it's a problem, and I wonder why this has been the case. You have a head coach with an offensive background, even though he played DB in college.
Sure.
He has a coaching background on the offensive side of the ball. And yet, as a general manager, most of the moves it seems you've made of significance have been on the defensive side of the ball. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
You've not gone out of your way in this last draft, maybe not completely – With Quinshon being a second-round pick, maybe that's a little going away from it. But you still took two defensive guys with your first two picks on a team that was lacking seriously in offensive skill position talent and offensive line. You know, you could use some depth there, obviously. And I just think that's an interesting thing. I don't think you're giving your offensive-minded coach enough to work with. But you're more than willing to make the argument that, well, if you're an offensive coach, you should get more out of what you have. And I think at times he has.
Yeah, I don't know how this offense sings without wide receivers. And you know, Sunday...
Especially as much as they've thrown the ball so far.
Yeah. So are we now relying... I don't know if you heard the Wyatt Teller quote that they ran at the end of the morning show, but just Wyatt talking about running the ball, and he thinks that running the ball is the right way to go. Do you think Kevin changes his mind here about what is the right way to go here? You still have a quarterback that doesn't have an interception through three starts now, although he said two that were, you know, changed. One was both on penalty, right? Yeah, both on penalty. And, you know, do you continue to throw the ball at the rate, or did he run the ball on Sunday because of the rain? Or does he think running the ball is the right way to go? Like Wyatt Teller had said in that soundbite that they played at the end of the morning show.
I think what you have to do is you have to coach each game individually. But, and you know, I'm a big fan. The way the Detroit Lions play football is, to me, a great way to play football. And last night they had 164 yards rushing. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs busted off a great big long 78-yard touchdown run. So that's a key part of that. But that's what happens. Quinshon Judkins busts off a 46-yard touchdown run. And you had Jared Goff throw it 29 times. Okay, that's reasonable. You know, that's not 52
no.
for a rookie quarterback behind an offensive line that wasn't pass blocking well. And Goff had 241 yards passing. Well, that's just fine. But what does Detroit, and they base their game on running the football and dominating the line of scrimmage with their offensive line. And like Penei Sewell, terrific offensive lineman. That's where their game is. But guess what? They have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have Jameson Williams. They have Sam Laporta. Though they are geared to run the ball, and that's what Dan Campbell wants to do is run the ball, boy, do they have weapons in the passing game, and they have a dang good quarterback in Jared Goff. So, Andy, that's what you want to get to. Yeah, we're a running team, but boy, look at the passing weapons we have. Because the league is geared to pass the ball. The rules are geared to pass the ball.
Yeah, how about a game? What a game for Gibbs last night. Wow.
Oh, he was good.
200 all-purpose yards?
Yeah.
Between rushing and receiving? I was looking for a little more David Montgomery. I thought we'd see a little bit more.
They were supposed to balance it out a little bit more. And David got a lot of carries, 13, but he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, I like
21 yards rushing.
Let's hit the phones here for a second. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hi, Cool Ray. Cool Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Mr. Phelps, I agree with a lot of things you say, but when it comes to Stefanski, man,
Cool Ray, we disagree completely on that. Move on from that, will you?
You give this guy so much credit. Like, he gets, like, he's been here 6 years. He's had talent. And then when
Cool Ray, he won with it.
But he does nothing with it except two playoff appearances, and that's it. And then when
he won 11 games and went to the playoffs. Move on.
Then you're looking at this talent we have now. That's him and the ownership. You can't blame the players if they refuse to go get offensive talent. That's him, and they make these decisions. We can't keep blaming it.
Stefanski doesn't control the roster. That's Andrew Berry's job.
That's his job, too. They came out and said they joined at the hip.
Well, are
this
they?
Corey? Show.
Are they?
They must be. They keep saying it.
I don't know.
Y'all two are the A-plus show. In order, if Andy leaves, they're going to put an A-plus talent next to you. They're not going to weaken your team.
Oh, I don't know, man. With Jeff, no, I think they're going D-.
So this is what we're looking at.
Cool Ray, I think he's done a really solid job when he's been given talent. He doesn't have the talent right now. If they don't win, it's going to cost him his job.
Whose job is it, Andy? Whose job is it?
To get the talent?
It's Andrew Berry's job.
So here's the problem I have. I think it's Andrew Berry's job, too, but I think Paul DePodesta has got his hands in all of it. I think
Paul's job is to put... See, he's losing this team, and that's what everybody keeps saying, is because we're seeing the cracks. Like, if something's going on, and that can't be the best. And I know, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm a Shador fan. We'll never see him on the field ever as a Browns.
You will if he gets hurt. If Gabriel gets hurt, you're not going to have a choice.
Other than that, to all y'all Shador fans, including myself, give it up. You'll never see him because the scenario's out there that Gabriel's better than him. And we can never, they cannot, Shador can never hit the field and see that he's better than Gabriel. So you'll never see it. And because of that, you'll just give that fantasies up. And because of that, Stefanski could never, if that's ever happened, he's definitely going to get fired. So
Corey, let me.
Corey, you're not factoring Andrew Berry into any of this.
I'm factoring him.
Why?
Because this is my thing. I don't think Andrew Berry is definitely responsible, but this is the thing I don't like about the NFL. I don't like teams that let the head coach pick their boss. I hate that scenario.
They didn't do that.
That didn't happen here.
They didn't do that.
I think it's supposed to be the GM picks. Your boss is supposed to pick his subordinates, and y'all work together.
My guess is Paul DePodesta picked both of them.
Yeah, in particular, Stefanski, because we knew that.
With input from the Haslam.
Yeah. So, all right, cool, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate it. I see a couple paths to Gabriel getting on the field. One, unfortunately, would be, to Sanders getting on the field. One, and again, this is both, this is this season. The one path is, and I don't wish this on anybody, but if for some reason Gabriel couldn't play,
sure,
Sanders would be forced into action.
It's the NFL, guys get hurt.
The other thing is if Gabriel, doesn't go forward and doesn't progress at all, and Sanders has changed their minds at practice that he deserves it, I think there's an opportunity there. Sanders would have to start lighting things up at practice if he given the opportunity. Again, he's got to reshape the way his bosses think about him. Isn't that the way it works?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, let's not ignore this fact. Okay, they drafted one guy ahead of the other. Mm-hmm. So immediately that tells you who they liked better.
Sure.
But second thought, take a look at what a good organization did, front office and coaching staff in San Francisco. They traded up to get Trey Lance. I mean, they gave up number ones and everything else to go get Trey Lance. And then they bring in Brock Purdy as a seventh-round pick. And Kyle Shanahan, I've read some great stories about it. Kyle Shanahan told John Lynch, dude, our best quarterback is the seventh-round pick. That's our best guy. And they bit the bullet and made the move. Okay, we're going to start the seventh-round pick. If Shadur goes out on the practice field and is terrific, Andy, as you said, he'll start. Through three starts so far, Dylan Gabriel has shown us this. Okay, I can run an NFL offense, and I can hold down the fort.
And I'm not going to turn the ball over.
I don't think he has shown us yet that he can be a franchise-type quarterback starting. You've got your quarterback situation taken care of, and I can go win games for you. That'll happen if and when he's put into that situation. But I think we're still waiting for that. So far, my impression of Dylan Gabriel has been, all right, he looks competent. Does he look good? No. Does he look bad? No. Does he look competent? Yeah. There are a lot of competent guys in the NFL. They don't start.
It's true. All right, I'm going to roll on with this conversation about Kevin Stefanski, too, because I'm still curious your vibe on him right now, if it's changed since the win on Sunday. But the next question I want to ask you is, look, we're looking at the NFL trade deadline, which is coming up, what do we got, November?
November 4th.
November 4th, right? So, which is also election day, too, isn't it? So,
vote for Baskin.
Yeah, we'll put a chicken in everyone's neighborhood. The question then becomes, does this alter what your vision of the trade deadline might have been for the Browns if you've turned the corner on Kevin and said, okay, you know what? They got to win. They get another win this weekend, totally changed my mind. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.